Systemic teaching about Christian life. Subject of this audio: The Gospel of the Righteousness of God. Chapter 27. The Heavenly Light and the Virtue of Discernment of Good and Evil Associated with the Word of Righteousness. When the Lord Jesus Christ instructed his disciples to seek God's righteousness first, he did so because in God's righteousness lies the gift or the foundation of justification for sinners to be able to receive, by grace and through faith, the salvation which is offered them freely from heaven. However, as has also been described in previous chapters, in addition to God's righteousness being the unique provision for the redemption of people from the condition of slavery to sin, the body of sin, and the ineffective means that in vain try to free people from this slavery, the heavenly righteousness is also the firm foundation indispensable for any other aspect or any other practice of a Christian life consonant with the will of God. God does not offer his righteousness only to set people free from slavery to sin, but he offers and grants it so that those who receive the gift of righteousness may also live a life according to the heavenly righteousness. The Lord does not set people free so that they return to be servants of sin or to remain subject to a life of unrighteousness. God frees people for the purpose that they also may serve the righteousness of the Lord and reap the fruits that result from a life according to this righteousness, an aspect exposed once again in the text below. Romans 6, 17-23. But God be thanked that though you were slaves of sin, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered. And having been set free from sin, you became slaves of righteousness. I speak in human terms because of the weakness of your flesh. For just as you presented your members as slaves of uncleanness, and of lawlessness leading to more lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves of righteousness for holiness. For when you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. What fruit did you have then in the things of which you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now, having been set free from sin, and having become slaves of God, you have your fruit to holiness, and the end, everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. The gift of God's righteousness is offered by the Lord to all so that all who receive it may experience a change of position and condition regarding the slavery of sin, but also so that they may live and walk according to the new position and condition they receive from the Lord when they receive the gift of righteousness through faith. God's gift of righteousness is offered to all for salvation, but also for the saved to come to know the gift of righteousness as a means for them to experience a significant change in their conduct or attitudes in their living and walking in the world. Just as all God's decisions and works are grounded in his righteousness, the Lord also longs for Christians to live and walk according to the righteousness they have received in their hearts or to perform the most diverse acts of their lives according to the heavenly gift they received. 1 John 2:29. If you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone who practices righteousness is born of him. The righteousness of God is so sublime that even the faith that a righteous or justified person needs to live by faith in God comes from this same righteousness. 2 Peter 1, 1. Simon Peter, a bondservant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have obtained like precious faith with us by the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ. Romans 1, 16-17. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. In other words, the call for a person to live according to God's will is not only related to one's freedom from slavery to sin, but also to the aspects that the gift of righteousness adds to his or her life or which are made available to be used by this individual. And among the aspects that the gift of righteousness makes available to the person who receives it, so that this individual may indeed live and walk according to the will of God, is precisely the possibility that the person redeemed from sin may come to know the will of God, the truth, and the aspects of how is life in line with the heavenly righteousness. Thus, through the gift of righteousness that is in Christ Jesus, God 1. Announces the possibility of salvation for sinners. 2. Points the way of salvation for sinners. 3. Offers liberation to sinners from the spiritual yoke of slavery from which they need to be saved. 4. Puts those who receive the gift of righteousness in a new spiritual position and condition of life. 5. Offers to teach and empower those who have come to be on the path of righteousness so that they can also live and walk in the new way they have chosen by receiving the gift of righteousness. The gift of the righteousness of God, in addition of showing itself as the way of justification, redemption, salvation, and as the path of the newness of life to be followed by the one who receives it, is still a means by which God teaches those who receive this gift that is offered them through the heavenly grace. Psalms 25:8. Good and upright is the Lord, therefore he teaches sinners in the way. Proverbs 12:28. In the way of righteousness is life, and in its pathway there is no death. Isaiah 48:17. Thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord your God, who teaches you to profit, who leads you by the way you should go. When the Lord Jesus Christ taught that searching God's righteousness should always be placed first in the lives of his disciples, he did so because this aspect has an importance equivalent to the order in which it was instructed to be sought. For, through his righteousness, the Lord teaches us and guides us in the paths that are useful for the present, for eternal life, and even for the purpose that the very name of God may come to be glorified so that more people may come to know the overflowing excellency of the glory of his kindness, mercy, and grace. Psalms 23:3. He restores my soul, he leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. The justification or salvation that is extended to the person who receives the gift of righteousness in Christ Jesus does not only free him or her from the yoke of slavery to sin, the body of sin, and the means that vainly try to free people from this slavery, but, by taking the person out of this bondage, it also makes available the light of life to the one who receives the redemptive gift. For the light of the Lord in all things always works in conjunction with the heavenly righteousness. So, yet in other words, we would like to point out that another heavenly virtue that can only be attained in conjunction with the gift of righteousness in Christ Jesus is the availability of continual access to the eternal light of the Lord for the most diverse aspects of life. Ephesians 5:8. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. John 8:12. Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. And, in turn, regarding the role of the gift of righteousness as a means for a Christian also become supported by the light of life, we would also like to emphasize that the heavenly light that a Christian becomes able to access through the gift of righteousness is offered to him or her to know the way of newness of life in the Lord, but also for him or her to be supported in the Lord to discern the evil that still works in the present world. If we recall once more the previous chapter on the propositions that are in the world to try to lead those who have received the gift of righteousness to return to slavery to sin or to associate themselves again with unrighteousness, we may quickly notice that the need that the Christian who is still in the world has to walk in the way of the Lord's righteousness also requires that he or she has available the appropriate discernment of what might try to oppose one's new path under the gift of the heavenly righteousness. That is, after a person has received the gift of righteousness in his or her life and has been delivered from slavery to sin and what is associated with it, One needs the discernment of the good that is offered him or her in the way of righteousness, but also the evil that may come to oppose him or her, so that one does not fall in the path of returning to be deceived or entangled by that from which the Lord already has set him or her free. The righteousness of God is worth seeking and keeping, even if it leads to the discernment of the need for some restrictions of association with aspects of the world, the flesh, or unrighteousness, as seen in the previous chapter, as well as if there may occur some persecutions and oppositions against the one who receives this righteousness. For the result or reward of remaining in the righteousness of the Lord is to be able to be forever in the kingdom of heaven, in the fullness of righteousness, or in the fullness of Him who is the eternal source of the heavenly righteousness. 1 Timothy 6, 9-12. But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and harmful lusts which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness, and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But you, O man of God, flee these things and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, gentleness. Fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, to which you were also called and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. 2 Timothy 2:22. Flee also youthful lusts, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Matthew 5:10. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. The gift of the righteousness of God demonstrated in Christ Jesus is more precious than any human or natural wealth, and it is also granted by God to be used so that the hearts of those who abide in the Lord may be kept from the most terrible fascination, deceit, or ruins, as well as to help them to remain in the lasting or eternal condition of newness of life in God. Psalms 5:8-9. Lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness because of my enemies, make your way straight before my face. For there is no faithfulness in their mouth, their inward part is destruction, their throat is an open tomb, they flatter with their tongue. Therefore, knowing that accepting and receiving the gift of righteousness are not the last stages of a closer relationship with God's righteousness can be crucial for a person also to be grounded in this righteousness, and so that a Christian may take a safer position against the possible oppositions that sin still attempts to raise against one's life even after one has already reached the salvation of the Lord. Hebrews 5:13-14. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But solid food belongs to those who are of full age, that is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Ephesians 6, 13-14. Therefore take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness.